That means if you sell your land or sell anything else you've held for a period of time, or if you own breeding stock, you have to pay taxes straight across the board. No capital gains treatment. You pay on all the gain. I don't think that's good for American agriculture. He also said he didn't think most Americans wanted their taxes lowered. Anybody here who doesn't want their taxes lowered? We have a doctor with us, be glad to check you over, but I think most Americans feel they're paying enough tax. They want their taxes lowered. They want federal spending cut. They want inflation cut. Oh yes, they want unemployment cut. And we're doing all those things with President Ford. It takes some time. It doesn't move as rapidly as probably everyone would like, but let me finish as I started. We are at peace. The economy is sound, and the economy is continuing to be sound. The unemployment rate will go down. Inflation has been cut in half. And finally, what about the men themselves? I don't dislike Governor Carter. I don't know Governor Carter. I do know President Ford. I've known President Ford for 16 years. I know him very well. He's the same man today as far as his personality, his openness, his candor, his competence, as he was 16 years ago. And if you think around the people you've known who've gone on to, quote, greater things, or think they've gone on to greater things, some forget their friends. Some forget that candor and openness and accessibility that you once had with them because of their, quote, success, end quote. But that's not true of Jerry Ford. That says a lot about a man. It says a lot about America. And he does have faith in the American people. And if you'll just work the rest of the day and tomorrow for President Ford, he'll work for you for 4 more years. And that's not a bad bargain. One day. Remind those who are farmers, or those who sell to farmers, or those who know farmers, two things. First, farmers sell everything wholesale and buy everything retail. Farmers have to make a profit, and sooner or later the American consumer, and more understanding the importance of agriculture, the importance of producers. But we're not going to have any producers, or they're going to be very, very big producers, unless we permit our farmers to make a realistic profit. And one of my roles in this next administration, starting in January, will be in the field of agricultural exports. It's very important to the farmer. It's very important to the consumer, because much of our balance of payments comes from farm exports. And I promise you now, and it will happen, Bob Dole will have a role in agriculture. It will be helpful to Iowa and Kansas and every other rural state in America, because President Ford has made that commitment. So let's go to work. Let's go to work for America. Let's go to work for the free world and for peace and prosperity. Let's do it for 4 more years with President Ford. Thank you very much. Yeah! Area. And I want to repeat what I just said. It is a beautiful mall. I know it means a great deal to all of you here. And of course, if you spend all the money on the way out, it'll mean a great deal to everybody that works here. So thank you very much. I think we have the issues on our side. And as I tried to articulate at the mall, you know, what's so bad about being at peace with the world? And what's so bad with the fact that young men aren't being drafted, taken away from the farm, or taken out of school? What's so wrong with the fact that there are no memorial services being held anywhere, no one being hospitalized because of some wound received in a war? And when Carter talks about a change, I don't know what he intends to change, but I kind of like that part of the Ford administration. It makes a great deal of sense to me, and it makes a great deal of sense because President Ford has insisted that we be strong militarily for the sake of peace, not just to spend your money, but so that we can sit down with the Russians and other superpowers and deal from strength, because we're going to have any meaningful arms limitations agreements. They're going to come from a strong America and not from a weakened America. And I really believe this must be the thing that's going to sway the election, particularly in the minds of mothers and grandmothers and sweethearts and wives and the young men themselves. And we're doing very well on college campuses. And the surveys indicated 2 weeks ago that women were undecided. And recent surveys indicate that most of the undecided are going to President Ford. So they're coming around, they're taking a hard look at programs and promises, and they like what they see in President Ford. So I'm just happy to be around and visit a while, and if you have any last-minute suggestions I can use as the next stop, I'm going from here to Missouri, where it's also very close, and we'll accept anything. We'll review it on the plane, and
either... Be sure it's you that go. Don't send a proxy. You go.
I'm going to Missouri. You know, as I said, if I win, I'm going somewhere, and if I lose, I'm going somewhere.
But, you know, and if Ford wins, you win.
That's right. I figured out a long time ago not to worry about me, because if Ford makes it, there's no way I can lose. So I just work for Jerry Ford. Thank you very much, and I appreciate it, and you can have me tomorrow if you just all vote right. I understand there's a microphone outside, and I really thank the must be 1,000 or so outside, and I see some Carter signs outside, and mostly Ford signs. There are always a few Carter signs in a crowd this size, so... But we understand we're in the last day of the campaign. We know that tomorrow at this time, or a few hours later tomorrow, it's all over. I've been very enthusiastic the past few days. We're going to win this election because as Americans caught on to Governor Carter, we caught up with Governor Carter, and now we're ahead, and we're going to win. And I think it's fair to say that it's been a tough campaign in the sense that we've talked about peace and prosperity and strength and tax reform and many, many issues. I listened to Jack a moment ago talking about those who promise and promise and promise. And the trouble is, if they make delivery on every promise, you, the taxpayers, will foot the bill. And I think there are limits. No doubt about it, our government has a role to play. We have very great responsibilities in the federal government to the American people. But I suggest that President Ford is edging ahead and is now ahead because he has faith in the American people, and the American people have faith in Jerry Ford. And that's really what it's all about. Now, we'll hang on Bill Phelps' coattails or John Ashcroft's or Kit Bond's or Jack Danforth's. We'll grab everyone's coattails or apron strings that are available tomorrow. We know it's very tight in the state of Missouri, and it just seems to me What a great thing it would be, because here's really where it all started on August 19th. It started in the state of Missouri. President Ford won the nomination in this great state, and I think he's going to win the election in this great state. And I can't commit the president, but it would seem to me that the fitting climax to this, to make the whole circuit, would be to win the nomination, win the election, and then come back to the state of Missouri somewhere for some giant victory celebration for President Ford. So I think we do have a choice this year. America today represents certain values and achievements, freedom with peace and prosperity that is growing every day because of responsible leadership. And America has succeeded in her long adventure in human liberty because we have all worked together for the past 200 years. And if America is to remain great, if we are to continue in liberty, to continue in prosperity, to preserve for our young what we have inherited from our forebears, then we must continue to work together as a united people. And make no mistake, what we're engaged in here in America is important, not only to us who live at this time and on this rich continent, it is important as well to others around the world, and it's important to history itself. Benjamin Franklin said at our nation's beginning, when the Constitutional Convention met in Philadelphia in 1789 and the delegates fell to squabbling and threatened to destroy our young experiment in liberty, Franklin was an old man by then. He helped create a new nation. He had risked his life to do it. His wisdom and his work had already laid the foundations for strong American influence internationally. And all that he had worked for was now being threatened. Franklin moved that the sessions of the convention begin with a prayer, and he told the convention how important its work was, saying that it would decide whether man could live in freedom, at peace under law, or whether man's destiny would forever after be decided by tyranny, war, and conquest. He also said back in 1789 that men might not have such an opportunity again, and the events of world history have proven him right. Our experiment in human liberty has been unique, and that is all the more reason to work together to ensure its survival. The key is that we work together. Franklin said it. Lincoln said it when he made his House Divided speech. It is the motto on our money. It is the oldest lesson in our history. United we stand, divided we fall. Together there is little we cannot accomplish. Separately, there is little we can hope to accomplish. America was not established to serve government. It was established by the people who wanted not to serve government. And free government America was established to permit each of our people to make their own best choices for their individual lives within the security of a strong, powerful nation and with the opportunities of a strong, prosperous, free market economy. So this is what we come to in our bicentennial election, an issue as old as the Republic. The issue is whether government shall rule our people or our people shall rule their government. It's whether the federal government shall make fundamental personal choices for you or whether you will make these choices yourself. And I think, as I said, we must stand together to preserve and protect a system in which diversity can flourish and produce, and we must be united so that individual rights can remain secure. And I believe that our opponents have sought to divide our nation, to open up old wounds and not to heal, not to unite us, which has been the purpose of all our great leaders throughout our history. They have tried to set region against region, income group against income group, labor against management, and so on. And we cannot build our nation that way. The success of this nation depends upon trust, cooperation, and mutual respect. And on the other hand, President Ford's every act, from the day the presidency was thrust upon him and he has asked for the prayers of all of our people, has been to heal and reunite and to restore the confidence. And I believe the philosophy of government offered by Mr. Carter, as we understand it, is one which does not subordinate government to our people, but rather subordinates our people to government. And so I say to you in closing, as I said in the beginning, tomorrow you must decide whether Mr. Carter will determine our nation's course over the next 4 years, or whether you'll retain that responsibility for yourselves, as our forefathers intended, and as our children and grandchildren require. So I think the choice is very clear. And I'm not concerned if you get everyone else elected. Don't worry about me, because I figured out if Ford makes it, I'm going to make it.